Radio 1180 WHAM proudly welcomes you to Sound Bites. This is America's longest-running computer show. Call the show now, 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line, 1-800-295-1180. Or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Good afternoon, folks. Yes, I am Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And Nick Francesco is, believe it or not, folks, down in Sterling, New York.
Traveling back in time.
Being in full character. You are listening to Sound Bites on this July the 20th, longest computer-running computer show, talk show. On the air, which some other folks claim to be, but we honestly do hold the title for that, and without dispute, we are the best that you want to listen to.
There's no other way to go about it. So, am I finally on? Oh, I'm hearing myself.
We can hear ourselves. Oh, my God.
Really? Oh! Well, that's... Before we get into taking in the calls, let's hit a little bit on the news. Steve, what do you got cooking there?
Good and bad, I guess. Yeah, we had a lot of news this week. Macworld down in New York is running, finishing up today. And Apple had several announcements, some good news and some bad news. Let's start with the good news.
Yeah, always good news.
The iPod portable music player, they have reduced the price $100 for the 5 gig is now $299. The 10 gig is $399. And they added a 20 gig model for $499 to hold 4,000 songs. So your entire music library. They've also added a carrying case, a little a leatherette carrying case and to clip onto your belt. On the iMac front, a lot of the rumors turned out to be true. Apple dropped the price of the SuperDrive model from $18.99 to $17.99 and then added a new model with a 17-inch widescreen LCD panel. It's a very, very high resolution, so you're seeing a significant amount of screen space for watching your movies and whatnot. They've also increased the graphics processor and increased the size of the hard drive for $19.99. So that rounds out their iMac line. They also made a couple of minor changes on the eMac, which is the CRT-based machine. They've added an $11.99 model that has a combo drive to let you play DVD movies. And then for $14.83, they have a config that has the full 512 RAM and includes the tilt swivel. So a lot of neat things on the hardware front. On the software front, there's some interesting news. Jobs spent a lot of time on Jaguar OS 10.2. Did announce that it will be shipping on August 24th for a retail price of $129. The annoying news is that there's no upgrade price. $129 flat out.
So other users get hosed.
Basically, if you bought your Mac, brand new Mac, this week, starting on Tuesday, then you can get 10.2 for $20. But if you bought your Mac last week, it's going to be a $129 upgrade. The same sort of thing happened when 10.1 was released a year ago. And Apple, a month or two later, did come out with an upgrade price, and we sort of hope that will happen. The other major news is that Apple's sort of going along with some of the other companies. For those of you that use the Mac.com email address, Apple has had this free email system set up for a couple of years now. They've started are going to be charging now for a new service. The iTools system is being discontinued, being replaced by the .Mac initiative. Steve said that they're stealing the name from Microsoft, their .net.
Yep.
But unlike Microsoft, Apple's been doing all this stuff for years, email and hard drive space and web space. They're adding virus protection, synchronization, backup utilities, and are going to be charging $100 a year. So a lot of people are upset about that.
Okay, good enough. As far as on the PC side, Mac also announced that they are now going to be having the utilities for the iPad for the Windows side of the world.
Right, a couple of Windows companies that already released software.
So you folks that were thinking about getting an iPod and are on the PC side, Windows side, I should say, you can now get the utilities to have the iPod work off of your PC. The other thing, folks, is, like I said, it's already July 20th. And a lot of you folks, if you've got kids getting ready to go to school or getting ready to pack the kid up to go to college, because that's just literally next month for college, Right now, both Dell and Gateway are having the biggest price war going that I've seen in a long time. You can literally buy Pentium 4 systems with monitor. Sometimes they're even throwing in printers with a CD burner, Windows 98 XP, or the professional version, and you're getting them for around $600. I mean, that's one kick-butt system for such a low price, and you know, you're going to want to jump on it. I mean, you got to take advantage of it now, and now is the time to buy before, you know, they get into the holiday spin, and some of the prices will go up somewhat, but not as much as what they're offering right now, because it has been such a slow economy that, you know, it's a buyer's market right now. Yep. So take advantage of it. Tell you what, folks, we got to take a quick break right now, and we'll be right back to you, and we'll get into our callers.
Ready for your calls at 222-1180. Long distance on the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180. A free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Looking for a unique, fun way to win yourself a big chunk of change? The National Kidney Foundation is hosting a golf ball drop at Ravenwood Golf Course on August 28th. 1,500 golf balls will be dropped from a helicopter hovering over the course. If your ball lands in the hole, you'll win 50% of all ball sales. For a chance to win, buy a golf ball at Red Oak Driving Range in Holly, Big Oak Golf Shop and Driving Range in East Rochester, or simply call the National Kidney Foundation at 264-0420.
For all your computer needs, call Green Shield Computer Services toll-free at 1-800-544-9580. Located in Rochester at 1370 Hudson Avenue, just south of Route 104, Green Shield is a full-service computer firm that's been helping individuals and businesses since 1984. They'll build, install, maintain, and network both your home and work computers. Green Shield is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 till 4. So, yeah, call them right now. That's right now at 1-800-544-9580. Green Shield can also provide your website development, hosting, email, and domain name registration. And Green Shield is an approved Correll Business Education Government and Legal Partner. Call them right now, toll free at 1-800-544-9580. That's 1-800-544-9580. Or you can send them an email to computers at greenshield.net. Remember the name, Green Shield Computer Services, part of the Green Shield Group, established in 1967.
I've got a question. Who is the number one selling Mitsubishi dealer in upstate New York? If you said Carlisle Mitsubishi of Fairport, you are right. For those of you who said, who cares? I bet I can make you care in just about 10 seconds. Here goes. Right now at Carlisle Mitsubishi of Fairport, every, any, brand new 2002 Mitsubishi can be yours. With no down payment, no monthly payment for an entire year. Plus, you'll never pay interest. See? I knew you'd care. And I did it in 9. And on top of zero down, zero payment, payments and zero interest forever. You ought to know that Carlisle became upstate New York's number one selling Mitsubishi dealer because they are the finance aficionados. If there is any possible way to get you financed, Carlisle can and will. So say it with me. When other dealers can't, Carlisle can. See how it works? I care. Now you care. It's so beautiful. Now, get to the Too Good to Be True Mitsubishi July clearance event at Numero Uno Carlisle Mitsubishi on 31F and Fairfort. Or log out to CarlisleAuto.com or call 586-8080 now.
Some buyers may not qualify. How are the crab legs?
Delicious.
Can I try one?
Sure.
Announcing Red Lobster's Summer Festival of Crab, featuring our bottomless bucket of crab.
Mmm, they are good.
Told ya.
It's a summer-long celebration, a time to gather with friends and family to enjoy crab, perhaps the most succulent gift the oceans have to offer.
You don't mind if I just reach over and try another? Ow! Ow!
I said you could try one.
The Summer Festival of Crab, featuring our bottomless bucket of crab. It's all the tender snow crab legs you can eat, only at Red Lobster.
Computer talk you can understand. It's Soundbites, America's longest running computer show on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Once again, here's Nick Francesco.
No, I'm Dave Enright. Nick Francesco is All Points West Outlook for him.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And we're going to go right to the phones. We got Tom in Rochester. Tom, how can we help you, sir?
Yes, hi. I have a Gateway P3, and it's got Windows 98 Second Edition. When I start up the computer, I have this message that comes across, MSBB, this program has performed an illegal operation and will be shut down. And it's pretty much every time I start it up.
What was that again? MS?
MSBB. And that's B as in ball or boy.
Okay. Hold on a minute.
That doesn't sound familiar to either of us.
Let's see. MSB.exe. It's a KB.
Have you tried searching your hard drive for this program?
Yes, I have. And I've found it. And I just can't get anywhere.
Would you know what directory it's in?
What it is, it's a email alert service. And let's see, it's called kbalert.z, and it sounds like probably when you downloaded something, this is now getting loaded in your startup group. And it causes an error. Let's see, we've got it here, MS, it caused an error.
Well, the bottom line is it's not working, and
right.
You can probably safely remove it. The trick is you have to find the right place to remove it.
I would start in the startup group.
Right, startup group and start program startup.
Okay.
Then you said you're running 98. You can go to msconfig and go to the startup pane and see if it's listed there and uncheck it so it doesn't run. If you're very unlucky, it's embedded itself in the registry. The real trick is going to be finding what program installed that file and then removing it with its uninstaller.
So, yeah, like we said, you're probably going to have to go into either the startup program or, or in the startup group. It is a program in there. Another place that you can look is if you go to the start button, hit run, type msconfig.
Yeah, msconfig.
Yep, right. CONFIG, and the last tab over is your startup group. And what you're going to look for is it's KAalert.exe that's getting loaded, or that MSBB.exe that's getting loaded, and uncheck that in the startup group. Okay?
Cannot find the file msconfig or one of its components.
What virus program are you running, sir?
Norton Utility. Yeah, Norton and also Zone Alarms.
Yeah, Zone Alarm is just your firewall.
Okay.
Your Norton, have you updated that?
Oh, yeah, every day. Hmm.
So, in other words, when you go into it and you can see the date of the DAT files.
Okay.
That says,
the
19th. It should say the 19th of this month.
Okay.
Or 18th.
Yeah, if something is also wrong with msconfig, which is a typical way of...
Klez gets in there, and what Klez will do is start disabling first your utilities. You think you're updating, but I always tell folks, go into either Norton or McAfee, and when you start the program up, it'll always tell you the date of the DAT files. And if it's less than 7 days old, you're current. Otherwise, if you're over that... Klez has probably got in there, and Klez loves to shut down McAfee and Norton, and then it starts destroying other EXE files. I had one of just this week, Yaha. Yaha is another email attachment, and it starts erasing all the Windows files .exes. So you want to double check that, though, too, sir.
Okay.
All right?
Let us know
how you make out.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
All right, next we're going to go to Dan in West Irondequoit. How you doing, Dan? Hello, Dan.
How you doing?
How are you doing today, sir?
Oh, pretty good. Got a couple of questions for you. We got a compact running on Windows XP, and it came loaded with the Microsoft Work 6.0, and we got some old documents we need to open that were created with Work Suite 2000. And every time we go to open one of those, it'll ask you what to open with. Comes with the recommended programs. And if you choose the Microsoft Works Word Processor, try to open it with that. You get an error message saying that there's not enough memory to open the file, close your document, close all the programs, and try again.
Does this happen on every file you try to open?
Everything that was created with the Work Suite 2000.
It almost sounded like a corrupt file.
Yeah.
Thanks. I've tried uninstalling, reinstalling the Work Suite 6.0 numerous times. I've also tried downloading the 6.0 converter. A few times it'll go all the way through and then say installation failed at the end every time.
Do you still have the old machine that these files were on?
Yeah.
What if you were to take those files and export them out as a text file, a TXT file?
Or an RTF, which maintains some of the formatting.
Yeah, or if you can sit there and export it out as either RTF or a text file,
okay.
Put those on disk, and then take them over to the new machine, it should be able to pull in at least a text file. And you're going to have to probably do some reformatting if you have to do text. Even RTF, you might have to do a little reformatting.
But if you're trying to install the converter and it fails, it sounds like there's something more wrong inside of Windows.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, with XP, it's a little more insidious on how files are handled.
And,
right.
Getting other older programs to work with XP is still a big challenge.
Right.
A lot of the drivers and converters and everything else haven't really been fully tested and really banged on quite a bit.
Okay.
The other other option is, do you also have Microsoft Word?
Yes.
I think that's also part of the
Works package. Yeah,
try to open that up
and it'll say there's a problem with that file.
First try on the other machine, just save one of them as a text file. You know, it'll fit on a floppy. Bring it over and try opening it up in Word and reformatting it that way.
Okay.
Give that a shot and let us know how you make out.
Okay, yeah, because if you try to open the Word on the new Works, it'll say the files needed to start the program mm-hmm. are missing, corrupted, or have been deleted.
Yeah, so it sounds like you have something more wrong with your computer than just not opening the
Works. So pretty
works
much
files.
Probably do a full restore on it and redo everything to back to the factory.
That's the easiest, quickest way. It's the also the most annoying way.
Well, when did this really start happening?
Ever since we've had it. Nah. In fact, we got it and we tried putting in the WorkSuite 2000 so we could get the streets and maps out of it.
Yeah.
And right in the middle of it, we had a power surge where all the power went off to the
you
house
might
right
try,
in the install.
You might want to try to do an uninstall and then be selective of what you reinstall.
Okay.
You can do the road maps and say just Word and not put in suites.
It's custom install rather than typical.
Okay, right. Just put in the ones we want.
The Works has known to cause various problems with Word and other programs. So do a custom install and don't load that Microsoft Works suite if you're not going to use it. Just load the roadmap and say Word.
Okay.
Give that a shot.
All right, great.
Okay?
All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hey, we got to take a moment here, though, and thank Bill Grays again.
Our good friends.
They're fantastic. I mean, Jess here was even surprised. Our board op who's filling in for Reticent Rob, who is, maybe he went away with Nick.
Might have been, yeah.
Well, maybe both of them are in weird garb down at the Renaissance Fair doing who knows what.
But we got to say, when you come to Midtown Mall, you have to go down to Bill Grace.
I mean, they supplied us with all these cheeseburgers, soda, french fries. I mean, it was just fantastic. So with that said, let's go to Bill in Rochester. What a segue. Bill Grace?
How you doing?
Bill from Rochester. How you doing, sir?
Not bad. I have a couple questions for you.
We'll try to give you a couple answers.
I bought a laptop, and I have Roadrunner.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, at home, and, like, I might be going on a road, and I can get, like, MSN for 6 months free,
mm-hmm.
and I have to load the CD, I get the CD load in there. Mm-hmm. Would that hurt to run both things? I mean, run one through, like...
You don't need to. Roadrunner has a dial-in service available for machines when you're away from your home cable modem.
Yeah. So I realize this, but like where I go to work, they don't have cable here, so if I get MSN...
You don't need MSN. Roadrunner has a modem dial-in service when you're not in with your cable modem.
Right, but it's only 10 hours a month.
Well, we didn't promise you everything.
You're away from your home machine that much?
Well, when I'm working, if I have it on during the day when I'm checking on stuff, you know, instead of getting a whole nother...
Right.
I mean, would it hurt it to do it, you know?
It wouldn't hurt it, no, but MSN is one of those Microsoft programs that kind of insinuates itself deep down inside of Windows.
Yeah, buries itself in there and no getting away from
you
it.
You might want to look at a local company, Blue Frog Internet. They are, what is it, like $50 a year.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very, very inexpensive internet service
from
a local company, yeah.
I heard that about MSN. They kind of like grab on and don't ever let go.
Sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. My second question is with Black Ice.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm gonna. I know they got the free one because I have it on my other computer.
Mm-hmm.
But they have the Pro 3. It's called Pro 3 now, and mm-hmm. it says in the thing, you know, just, you know, you can find out who's doing it, but it says in the thing it checks your email when it comes in, like for viruses and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now I have McAfee on mine, which I download from the internet, you know, and
mm-hmm.
I have them on both, but that checks email. You know, when it comes in, correct?
Correct.
If you tell it to, that's one of the options.
Yeah.
And most of the time, it's the default.
Right, and you probably don't want to have two programs trying to do the same thing.
And be honest with you, I would, if I had my choice between the Black Ice, you know, even though... you know, they're offering this, and it might even be a good deal. McAfee and places like Norton and AVG, that's all they, especially McAfee and AVG, that's all they do is antivirus fighting. You know, they're not, we've got this product and this product and this product, and, oh, yeah, here's another program maybe we can make some money on.
So you think that would just, if I go just the basic, the Black Ice, the free one?
Yeah.
Because that's why I have my other computer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that'll work.
Or what's even cheaper, I mean, and a little better protection, they're down to maybe $50-$60, is get yourself a router. If you're going to have multiple computers on it,
mm-hmm.
just buy yourself either a Linksys or SMC hub router. That's got the built-in firewall. Then you don't have to have software trying to do something hardware should be handled.
Well, I have a router, but I don't think it doesn't have the firewall on it.
Most routers that I know of, if it's a router hub, then it's got a built-in firewall in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You might want to check your documentation.
I will.
And that's basically how they share a single Roadrunner connection feed is by putting a firewall in. It's called NAT, and it may not be called firewall in your documentation. It may be called NAT, Network mm-hmm. Address Translation.
Yeah.
Oh,
you have a private address on your local network that no one knows and no one can get to from the Internet. They can only get as far as your router.
So would they just check the paperwork on it?
Yeah.
Right.
There's that thing that comes with a lot of software. It's called the manual.
Actually, a lot of them don't come with manuals anymore. It's on the CD that you never look at.
And we always tell folks, you know, you got to crack that plastic open and maybe do a little reading. It helps once in a while.
I thought that was like just to sit there and collect dust.
Well, yeah, you can also use it for wallpaper and all that other stuff, you know, and all that good stuff.
Okay,
but
I'll check
Bill,
that.
Good luck with that. Let us know. We got to take a quick break, folks, and you're listening to Sound Bites on 1180, the longest running computer talk show.
WHAM.
Tired of constantly having your computer lock up on you? Have you experienced the infamous blue screen of death? Or is your computer just running too hot? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then you need FrozenCPU.com. FrozenCPU.com, a local internet-based company specializing in customized PC cases and products for cooling your overheated computers. FrozenCPU.com, considered by many the mecca for modified cases and cooling products. They have a huge selection of some of the premium cases available, ranging from Cooler Master and Li & Li to their famous Blizzard system, as well as cutting-edge coolants water-cooled cases. FrozenCPU.com cases start at only $99. Including a 350-watt power supply. In addition to being your case headquarters, FrozenCPU.com also specializes in cooling your overheated computer. They carry top-of-the-line heat sinks like Thermalright, Alpha, SwiftTech, and all the fans you could ask for. FrozenCPU.com, your case and cooling system headquarters. Remember, it's not what your computer can do for you. It's what you can do to your computer.
Ben Kelly here. To avoid car trouble surprises all summer long, make sure your car is ready.
Trust and confidence every day, the Monroe Way.
So, where are you going to take it? Dealership? Ouch. Corner garage? Scary. Megastore? Hey, don't they sell underwear too? Suggestion, take it to Monroe Muffler Brake and Service and save during Monroe's Summer Savings Days.
Need tires? How about top names like Goodyear, Bridgestone, and Firestone starting at $4 for $99? Or how about a Monroe oil change for just $17.99? And so you don't get stranded, Monroe will check your battery, lights, coolant, belts, and brakes absolutely free. And if you need brakes, you can save up to $50 all summer long at Monroe.
Trust and confidence every day, the Monroe Way.
It's Summer Savings Days.
Monroe Way.
Shepherd Ford has been keeping their promises for over 50 years. We offer more than just a lot packed with new and used cars and trucks. Shepherd Ford can offer outstanding rebates in those unbeatable prices you're looking for. But most importantly, Shepherd Ford is known for our personalized attention. We take care of our customers. So when you're ready for great service and great prices, you're ready for Shepherd Ford. Shepherd Ford, 50 years of selling Fords, 50 years of doing it right. Routes 5 and 20 in Canandaigua.
Louisa May Alcott's Little Women, brought to you by Geico Auto Insurance.
Look how small Joe is. Isn't she petite?
Well, Beth is even littler than I.
Look how little Meg is. You can almost say she's tiny.
How is Geico able to offer 24-hour service and still save us money?
Perhaps it's because we are all so small.
We are small, aren't we?
Yeah. Round-the-clock service 7 days a week, and you could save 15% on car insurance. Call GEICO at 1-800-947-AUTO. That's 1-800-947-AUTO.
1180 WHAM, one last go around here. Joe DeMonico at Homerama 2002, Rookery Way at Blue Heron Hills in Walworth. Now, even though we're going to be wrapping up here, Homerama 2002 goes on until July 28th. Who is here? Designers are here. People that will furnish your home. Home builders, architects, Energy Star representatives to show you how to make your home more efficient. I guarantee that when you come down to Homerama 2002, you will say, wow, more times than you can possibly ever imagine. These homes are gorgeous. They're designed really for downsizing. Are you looking for something that's a little bit smaller, a little less upkeep? These are the homes for you. Again, Homerama 2002 goes on at Rookery Way, Blue Heron Hills, till July 28th. Come on down. You owe it to yourself. If you are remodeling, if you are building, redesigning, check this place out. Joe DeMonico for 1180 WHAM at Homerama 2002.
Soundbites, America's longest-running computer radio show. It's brought to you by the Alleman K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Greenshield Computer Services. They would rather do their show in a chat room. It's Soundbites with Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Yes, because we have faces for radio. I am Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Wright.
And we have Brad from Victor on the lines. Go ahead, Brad. Hello, Brad. Brad, are you still there? Brad?
Hey, there we are.
Oh, what?
There we are.
Technology never ceases to amaze.
It's the button over there.
Oh, darn.
Well, there's only about 2,000 buttons in front of this guy.
Yeah, really.
Anyone.
And they keep us away from him.
That's why we're on the other side of the glass.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead, Brad.
Deservedly so.
Yes.
Norton System Works 2000. Right now, I am one of those who runs barefoot. Absolutely no antivirus. I've tried a couple of free samples. I know, you guys love this kind of stuff, right?
Oh, yes.
So far, I've been lucky, but I do want to get an antivirus, and I've tried a couple of the free samples. And like you said a couple of weeks ago, you get what you pay for.
You got it.
I priced it out at one of the stores, and it's about $70 for anywhere from $70 to $90. And a friend sent me an ad that I'm looking at right now for Norton System Works 2002 for $29.95 with free shipping. And the fine print at the bottom says this item does not include retail boxes or manuals. You still receive the original CD-ROM product, mm-hmm. which qualifies for registration in one full year of updates and upgrades.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, what's wrong with this deal?
It's a little shady, and there's a lot of it going around the internet. It's an OEM copy,
yeah.
and you get just the CD, nothing else.
Right.
It's designed for people that build computers, like Dave and I, to include it with the computer. Somewhere, someone has violated their OEM license agreement to sell this disc as a non-OEM product.
And you can go right over to one of the local computer, the only local computer superstore, I would say.
Right.
And they have, like, McAfee for $30. You get it in a retail box. You get a receipt. And quite often you don't need all these other utilities. What you basically want is just the antivirus.
Yeah, the big thing.
Because this is packed with a couple of different things.
Right. The big thing with Norton System Works.
Antivirus, Norton Utilities, Clean Sweep, Ghost, Go Back, and WinFax Basic.
Right. The only thing you want to install would be the antivirus. The rest of it you run off the CD when you have a problem or when you want to do a backup, when you want to do something else. But by installing the entire System Works, you can actually bog down your computer too much.
Now, the antivirus that I looked at was about $30 over at the same store.
There you go.
And I don't know, just reading it, it almost looked like it was an upgrade for existing installs.
No, like McAfee, again, you can get just the antivirus for $30. The one thing I like about McAfee, and I'll say this against Norton, is After your year is up with McAfee, you can still go to their website and download the definitions file. Once your definitions have expired after a year with Norton, you're totally shut off. It will not allow you to go up and get the definitions. It comes back and says, sorry, your subscription has run out.
Which is it's only like $10 a year to resubscribe. It's not too bad. The big thing with the Semantic products and what you have to watch for in the ads is that they don't offer upgrade pricing. So you buy the Norton antivirus for $60. There's a coupon in the box that if you are a previous owner, you send in for a rebate.
Yeah.
So when you see an ad that says it's only $30, there's usually an asterisk and little tiny price at the bottom after rebate. But yeah, the Norton system works. Those OEM discs are showing up all over the internet, especially at internet mail order houses.
Mm-hmm.
And somewhere, someone violated their license to make this disc available. And whether you in possession of that disc is then legally obligated or liable for whoever violated the license in the first place is what the gray area is about.
Okay. Because I just clicked on the more information, and it goes to basically a buying club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering whether or not
it's older versions too. It surprises me it's 2002. So it's like when Norton comes out with 2002, all the leftover 2000s that were left in OEMs get dumped into the gray
market. You're almost wondering whether this is coming again from some third world country that they've been pressing them illegally. That you hear about all the time. Like I say, you're better off this way. If you wind up getting a CD with a scratch, now all of a sudden you got to send it back and all that other stuff. Whereas if you buy it locally, you can take it right back if there's an issue.
Mm-hmm.
So, and spend your money here locally in our economy.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, take it easy. Okay, next we're going to go to Jim and Hilton. How are you doing, Jim?
Hi, doing good.
That's good. What can we do for you, sir?
Well, I appear to have downloaded a virus that went and attacked my McAfee antivirus program.
Yep. 10-1 odds. I'll take a stab at it. It's either Klez or Yaha.
Yep. And I tried to uninstall the program. It wouldn't let me do that. And it won't let me install. And I went and bought Norton antivirus 2000. And now my computer won't let me install
that. Too late.
What you got to do, tell you what, if you can go to a friend's house.
Okay.
Here's what you want to do. Have them go up on the internet.
Yep.
Over on the Norton site, they have a utility called Klez.
Klez Removal.
Klez Removal. It's a utility. And it's maybe about 54K that you can put on a floppy.
Okay.
Make this floppy bootable. So what you do is then you put the write protect on it so nothing can get to it.
Okay.
You bring it back into your machine, boot it up with it, run the Klez program. And that will get rid of it, and then you can uninstall and reinstall your Norton, no problem, and you should be good to go.
A lot of the viruses nowadays, the first thing they do is disable and corrupt your virus protection, which then lets more viruses in as well.
So yep, okay.
Try that out, and we got to take a break. We'll be back in just a few minutes. After the news to Soundbites on 1180.
WHAM.
Business, weather, sports, the Wham Midday News with Bill Lau and Paul Harvey.
Good day.
News Radio 1180, WHAM.
Dreaming with your eyes wide open. The 2 weeks in July you've been waiting for is here. Homerama 2002, Rookery Way at Blue Heron Hills Country Club Community in Walworth. Now through July 28th is your chance to check out professionally decorated and landscaped Energy Star labeled homes. 7 distinctive ranch and cave style floor plans for changing lifestyles. Don't miss the amazing photovoltaic discovery home featuring open walls revealing today's advanced home building technology and construction. Or the incredible energy-efficient ICF, insulated concrete form home, the first of its kind in Western New York. Plus, under the big tent, see what's new in landscape architecture, home remodeling, pools and spas, interior design, sunrooms, heating and cooling, kitchens and baths, mortgage lending, and much more. Homerama 2002, brought to you by the Rochester Home Builders Association and co-sponsored by Charter One Bank, an equal opportunity lender. Take Route 441 East to Gananda Parkway and follow the signs. Check newspaper ad for daily times.
My mom was a seamstress, and my dad worked on coal furnaces.
Tom Galassano talks about growing up.
We didn't have a lot, but like many New Yorkers, our family stuck together.
Tom Golisano had an idea.
I wanted to start a payroll company. Nobody would loan me the money. So I took everything I had, $3,000, and started the company, Paychex.
Tom Golisano's a New York success story.
Today, we employ nearly 8,000 people and service nearly 400,000 businesses with two principles, hard work and accountability.
Tom Golisano got involved.
We started a program in Rochester to reduce teen pregnancy and led a community group that fights substance abuse. Because we should give our kids every chance to succeed.
Now Tom Golisano's running for governor.
We need a governor who will focus on creating new jobs and improving our schools. And who will tell the special interest, I can't be bought.
Tom Golisano, governor. More jobs, better schools. It can happen.
Paid for by the Tom Golisano for Governor Committee.
Sound Bites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet. If it's happening.
Welcome back to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Get online now. Call 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or *1180. A free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Yes, I am Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And before we get back to the phones, I'd like to tell you folks, if you don't already know or are living underneath a rock, but you might want to come and visit the Soundbites webpage. You can go to that. You can get to us off the wham1180.com. You go down. You got to scroll for some of you folks down a little bit. And on the left-hand side, you'll see our three faces. Click on it. I know it's scary, but, you know, it'll take you onto our page. And every week we have a poll. This week's poll is on I'm using instant messaging. Never, often, very little, sometimes, all the time, and instant messaging. Right now we have 47 votes in the poll, and believe it or not, over 40% of the folks, that's 19 out of there, say they never use it.
Now, we should go back to see our last poll a couple of years ago when we asked this. When instant messaging was new and novel, everyone was using it. Now we're all annoyed by it.
Yeah. And last week's poll, we want to thank all 192 of you folks that took the time to vote in it. I'm beginning to lose faith in Outlook as a safe mail client. Over 76% said no. Yes, that they have lost faith in it, and no was only 24%. So it just firms it right on up, folks. You're like the rest of us. Forget using Outlook because, oh, by the way, that's how 99% of the viruses are spread. We encourage you folks, though, to sign up. Sign our guest book and also register to our forms. If you can't get an answer here or because the lines are too busy, you can go to the Soundbites form, post a question there. Sign up. We ask you to do one thing, though. When you do sign up, please put in what city and state you're from. Even if it's from Greece or, you know, local here in Rochester, we just like to get a sense of where our listeners are coming from. We have a map and we put all the stick pins in it. And there could be one there for you. So, you know, just take it out. We're not going to resell the information. I mean, that's all we know is a fictitious name that you put in there anyways and a city and a state. So just fill it out and have some fun with it. You can also get questions answered there also by a lot of folks. And meanwhile, we're going to go back to the phones and we're going to talk to John in Pittsburgh. How are you doing, John?
Good. How are you?
Oh, just ducky for a Saturday afternoon.
Here's my question. I have... an HP printer, an inkjet printer, and I just recently got a new hard drive, and I had the data transferred over.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since then, when I go to print something, I click to print it, it won't print. When I reboot the computer, it says, you have a print job in queue, would you like to print it now? And
right.
We click yes. I just reinstalled the printer, but I haven't seen a change yet. Any suggestions?
One thing, what model DeskJet is this, Jen?
I think 940C.
940C?
What you might want to do is uninstall the printer completely and then install it. Sometimes just reinstalling over the top doesn't fix little problems like that.
Most of the time. As a matter of fact, HP highly recommends that you go through a complete uninstall. What you might want to do is also go to their webpage. and download the latest printers, print drivers for that printer. They walk you through it. It's really great. You go to HP.com. There's a screen there for drivers, and then it'll ask you to put in the type of printer, like HP DeskJet, or just put in DeskJet and the model number. And it takes you to where you can get the drivers for that particular operating system.
Now, the next time you reboot and say, yes, you want to print, does it print?
Yes.
You might want to open the print queue. There's a menu command called pause printing. And we see a lot of people will accidentally pause their print queue.
If it's turned off, even.
Right. And then whatever you say print is going to wait in the queue and never physically actually prints. When you reboot, it starts up the queue again. So, in fact, what happens a lot of times, people will find that it doesn't print the first time, so they say print, print, print again.
And then they're all queued up.
When the queue does turn on, they get 20 copies of whatever they wanted.
And they can stall it, too.
Yeah.
Well, my wife's been doing that, but it's happening with all of us. One thing I did is I clicked Add New Printer, mm-hmm. and I reinstalled it. And then I uninstalled the old printer.
No, you got to do an uninstall of everything. Both instances of that printer. Do an uninstall under Add Remove Programs.
Yeah.
Get those updated drivers from the web and do a new install.
So sometimes the existing drivers don't quite work right, and they have new drivers that work better.
Bingo.
Right. They fix bugs. Sometimes it's interactions with other programs that have been updated will break something that was working.
Or if you have updated Internet Explorer and all the way it handles printing, or even Netscape.
Right, so it's quite frequent that drivers and programs get updated like that.
We run into that all the time. I think on your side of the Mac world too, right?
Same thing, yeah.
All right,
I appreciate it. Thanks
so give that a shot, and let us know how you make out. Next, we're going to go to Gracie and Webster. How you doing, Gracie?
Good. How are you?
Oh, just ducky.
Well, I'm sort of good.
Oh, that's all right. But your computer's not, right?
Well, it is sort of, but partly not. I have two questions for you.
That's why you called us.
Right, right. I think you guys are great, by the way. I love listening to the show.
Oh, thank you very much. We appreciate you tuning in to us and calling us and getting your questions answered, hopefully.
I do, yeah. All right, the first part of my question,
mm-hmm.
Well, essentially, I've got a computer that I just acquired, and it's a former computer from a company.
Mm-hmm.
So it was formerly part of a small three-network set.
Yep.
And so now I'm running it alone at home. It's a 300, 333 with the Cyrex processor in it. It was coming up and saying, when I started it up, it would look for a file called HP, F as in Frank, SCHED.
Okay.
And I have a feeling that has something to do with an HP computer that used to be run on the system, but is no longer.
No, what it is? Fax scheduler?
No, it's an HP print scheduler. What it is it's probably had the HP printer software on there, just like our previous caller. If you go into the Add Remove Programs.
Yes, I'm there right now, and I have
RIM
space
anything there
in front of it. Yeah, it's the second on the second line.
Yeah, you might want to try removing that. Because what it is when HP installs its software,
uh-huh.
they also have a scheduler program that you can put in there, too, for doing, what is it, photos on the web and all that
uh-huh.
type
right.
of stuff. So if you don't have that printer any longer, because
no.
it's... Uninstall it.
In fact, for people selling computers, erase everything and start from scratch. That way, whoever you sell it to doesn't have these problems.
Yeah.
Well, all right. How do I uninstall it? I typed REM space.
No. All you got to do is go into the control panel under Add Remove Programs.
Yes.
You see the item that's listed there in the little white box?
Yeah.
The HP printer?
I don't think it's there. I have another printer on the system now, a Canon.
Right.
But I don't think this particular little thing is there. There's
right.
nothing
sometimes,
there.
Sometimes they're not in the Add Remove Programs, and you have to go to the program groups and try to find the program there, HP Uninstaller. Depending on how they cleaned the machine out before they gave it to you, they might have removed all the uninstallers, and now you're screwed.
Just
well,
didn't do it all the way.
Yeah. There was never a printer on this on this particular computer, it shared.
Right,
it might have been on a network, but they still got to put the drivers in.
Yeah, it was on a network and shared two printers.
Mm-hmm.
And they were both HP.
Yep.
What you may have to do is find out exactly what model HP it was, go to the website, download the driver for that printer, install it, then uninstall it, so it gets rid of everything that it's trying to find that it
yeah.
doesn't have anymore.
Oh. Okay, I can't just put REM space in front of the line.
No.
It depends on how deeply into the registry it's
yeah,
going.
Yeah, because otherwise
be
you'd have to go
it.
Into the registry, which we don't recommend for the average user.
I'm in WinINI right now looking at it.
Well, you can always put a, what does it say, load equals?
Actually, no, it says run equals.
Oh, run equals. All right, yeah. Tell you what. What you can do is right before that run, you see
yeah.
where it says run
uh-huh,
equals?
Right. Uh-huh.
Just before that run, put a semicolon.
Just in front of run?
In front of run, put a semicolon.
Right, the REM only works in the auto exec file.
Right.
Okay.
So put a semicolon in front of that run equals.
Okay, got it.
Save the file, reboot, and your error is going to go away because now we're telling it not to execute that line. And
but you might get different errors
yeah.
as it tries to find what that program used to do.
But as long as she's not running that run program,
right.
that'll be all right.
All right, and then I have one other question with regard to this, which I have a major question after this. But anyway,
well,
in my WinINI file, the first line says load equals ptsnoop.exe, which doesn't sound good to me.
No, you can erase that snoop.exe. Highlight that.
Have you installed any of your own software on this machine yet?
Just the printer.
What you probably want to do is erase the hard drive completely and install Windows from scratch.
But if she,
and then
she bought the secondhand 10.19, she doesn't have the disk with it.
No, I don't.
Then they broke the law and violated their license.
Oh,
I know. They have to give you the disk.
But we're not going to go there.
So you'll have to call them back and tell them they're legally obligated to give you that disk.
But we got to take a break. Tell you what, rem out that line. Again, just erase that snoop.exe and you should be all set.
Can
save
I
it and reboot your machine.
It?
And we'll be talking to you. We got to take a break. So this is Soundbites on 1180
and WHAM.
The only station big enough.
The award-winning, thrill-packed, ever-exciting, increasingly popular, growing by leaps and bounds Rush Limbaugh program.
Weekdays from 2 till 5 on Wham!
Hey, Bob, it's noon. Let's go. Lunch, you know.
Can't. I need a new car, and I've got to get to John Holt's.
Are you nuts? You know how Niedermeyer is. 1 hour.
Relax. The pizza will be here in a half hour. I'm going online at johnholtz.com. And check it out.
Ah, 500 new cars to choose from. Acura, Audi, BMW, Honda, Land Rovers, Mazda, Mercedes-Benz, Porsche.
Uh-huh. And finding the car for you at johnholtz.com could never be easier. All I have to do is fill out these few lines. Boom. By this time tomorrow, I'll have an aggressive quote on the car I'm looking for.
But what if you don't want to buy new?
No problem. I click here, and johnholtz.com finds me the exact used car I'm looking for.
Wow. Year, make, model, color? Hey, do you think johnholtz.com could hook me up with that timeshare in the Cayman Islands?
John Holtz brings you the world, pal, not fantasies.
You always knew John Holtz could bring you the world, and he just found a way to do it so you don't even have to leave your house. It's all at johnholtz.com. All you have to do is shop, click, buy, and drive. All at johnholtz.com.
Dick Clark here for Nuvim. That's N-U-V-I-M, the revolutionary new dietary supplement. You know, I drink my Nuvim every day to help build my immune system, support muscle flexibility, and promote sturdy joints. Now, I asked you to tell me why you like Nuvim, and here's what I heard.
I'm an oral surgeon, and I want to tell you that the micronutrients in Nuvim are very beneficial for general health.
Instead of having the cookies that are in the cookie jar, I actually like to have a glass of Nuvim to satisfy my sweet tooth.
Nuvim's lactose-free, fat-free, cholesterol-free, caffeine-free. It helps your muscles, it helps your joints. Why not try it?
Call 1-866-90-NUVIM. Tell us what Nuvim has done for you. If we use your comments, you could win a 45-day supply of Nuvim. In the meantime, look for Nuvim in the refrigerated juice section of supermarkets and convenience stores. Be healthy and energetic. Drink Nuvim. You'll love how you feel.
Hey everybody, this is Wham's nutritionist Liz Bonus, and back by popular demand, we bring you the Lighten Up with Liz newsletter, available in a wide variety of locations in our community.
Be sure to pick up Liz's Lighten Up newsletter, brought to you by Roberts Wesleyan College and Pinnacle Printing. Available at Unity Health Systems Women's Health Services at Wellstream, at the offices of Dr. Louis Catapano, at Brighton Campus Chiropractors, West Henrietta Road, at Fonte Surgical Supply on Portland Avenue, at the Kraft Antique Co-op on Westridge Road, and at Agape Physical Therapy, West Street in Brockport.
Soundbites, America's longest-running computer radio show. It's brought to you by the Element K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Green Shield Computer Services. To America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Got a computer question? Call the boys at 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180. Or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco.
Get down, get funky. I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And we've got Shirley from Webster on the phone. Shirley, how can we help you?
Hi. I love your program. Miss you guys on Friday night.
Oh, thank you. But at least you took the time to call us here.
Yeah, I do it every Saturday.
All right.
I listen to you guys every Saturday when I'm folding laundry. You help me fold laundry.
All right. Well, see, we not only serve your purpose of helping you get your computer fixed, we even pass the time of doing a drudgery task like folding laundry.
True. I've also written on the Soundbites BBs about my problem.
Okay.
I have Windows 98 Second Edition on my desktop and on my laptop.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot get to my MBNA logon page on my desktop, but I can get onto it from my laptop. I also can get onto my Chase program from my desktop. So, you know, that requires the 128-bit secure settings.
Yeah.
And I've done everything.
What happens when you try?
The page comes up that this page cannot be displayed, you know, with the regular routine thing.
Mm-hmm. Are you typing an address or using a bookmark?
I've done both.
Have you tried going back to CNB's main page and clicking the online banking button?
And then when I go to, like, the credit card thing, the same kind of page comes up.
You're using Internet Explorer or MSN?
Yes, Internet Explorer.
Now, are they both the same version of Internet Explorer?
Yes, 5.5.
With any service pack, and they both say 128-bit encryption?
Yes, they do.
It might be the security settings, then.
Yeah, it might be into...
They're both set the same, and I've got the cookies enabled and everything. And
you're not running a firewall on one versus another?
No, I've got...
Surely, these are not the answers we wanted to hear.
I know. I had stopped over and talked to the girl at your place, Dave.
Okay.
And I was wondering if I did bring the machine in. Now, would I be able to sit down with whoever's going to look at this when they, if I was to bring it over and have you guys look at it?
Do you want to stay overnight?
No, I don't want to stay overnight.
You can sit there with the bird. I mean, Casey will keep you company. You know, he'll talk to you.
I saw him. He wanted to bite my finger off.
Yeah, that's why I put the sign up because he will do that too. But but what we could do for you, Shirley, is, you know, because it could take us some time in finding it, you know, we could quick look at it, you know, quickly, and if it's not obvious, then you just have it leave it, and then we could explain to you what, you know, we did find and how we corrected it.
Do you know what version of Java you have on each computer? Do you know what version of Java you have on each computer? Because
where do I find that?
Usually in the control panel, it'll put an applet in there. If you go to start, run, control panel, and in there you'll usually see a Java applet. And if you right-click on that, it'll tell you what version you're running.
Yes, I just went to the CNB page, and it's asking, I can see it load a JavaScript, and it may be that one of your computers is running an older version of Java.
Now, what I did different with the laptop, it did have 95 on, and I did a upgrade disk with 98.
SE?
Yes.
Okay.
And on the desktop, this is the 98 that came with it, but I've kept up with all the updates and everything.
You've done all the Windows upgrade critical updates and everything?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you might want to check that Java.
Now, where do you see Java? I'm on the control panel here.
And it didn't put an applet in there?
Yeah, a lot of
sometimes
times
it does.
A lot of times it's just buried inside Windows itself.
No. Where do I look? Do I look someplace else for it?
You can do a find for Java.
A find for Java?
Yeah, and then do properties on the Java program, the .exe file, and see what it is, see what version it says. You said both your machines are running IE5.5. Are they running SP1 or SP2?
98.2.
So they're both running SP2.
98 second edition.
No, Internet Explorer version 5.5.
Oh, 5.5.
Yeah, there's a service pack 2. It should say SP2 in the version name. When you look in the about, you might want to try re-downloading the SP2
and reinstalling
that, because it updates Internet Explorer and updates your Java.
Or go to 6. 6
yeah,
hours.
I've done 6 too.
No, okay. I mean Internet Explorer 6.
Oh, 6.
Yeah, 6.0 instead of 5.5.
But why would it work on one program at one computer and not the other?
Something's different there.
Yeah, there's a Java.
It doesn't even give me the logon page, let alone let me on.
Yeah, without seeing it in front of us, it's kind of hard to do long distance like this.
Now, I did a find files, and it comes up with Java under Windows. There's JavaScript. Which one of those am I supposed to pick?
All of them.
All of them?
And see what version they are on each machine. Compare them between the two computers.
But like I said, you might want to take a chance and go to Internet Explorer 6.0. It's pretty solid and might solve a few of your issues. Do it on that one machine that's giving you a problem. See if it solves it. Because you can always go back and uninstall it.
Okay.
All right.
Because I did order the disk. I have it sitting here on the shelf. I just haven't.
Yeah, because it is a pretty big download.
Yeah.
But now, when I had 5 point, just 5 on it, it worked. And then, see, this machine...
This is Microsoft. You got to remember, not all their fixes fix things. It creates more work for the engineers there at Microsoft, so they've got to generate more code.
Yeah, it fixes some things and may break something else.
Yeah, but try installing... Go up to 6 and see if that solves the issue for you, because, like I say, you can always go backwards.
Okay.
Alrighty?
Okay.
All right.
Thanks. Thank
you.
Keep up the good work.
All right, we got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back to Soundbites on WHAM 1180.
Nighttime radio will never be the same. Check out Michael Savage, weeknights on News Radio 1180, WHAM. Rochester's award-winning news team, the Wham 5 o'clock News Hour. Glenn Lamberts,
Joe LaMonica,
Alan Harris,
Randy Cortman,
Sherry Smith,
Brad Davies,
Susan Ashline,
recognized as the best by the Radio Television News Directors Association with the prestigious Edward R. Murrow Award for Best Newscast. Dave Ross,
Paul Harvey,
The Technophile,
The Western New York Business Report,
The Wham Highway Patrol,
recapping a full day in under 60 minutes.
The Wham 5 o'clock News Hour.
How do successful business people stay successful? By always looking for ways to serve their customers better. That's why Gene Mazzola from Mazzola Insurance turned to Roadrunner Business Class.
Our whole claim to fame at Mazzola Insurance is the ability to provide quotes at a very, very fast rate. Roadrunner helps us do this. We're growing so quickly because of Roadrunner.
Mazzola Insurance switched to Roadrunner Business Class, and they're glad they did.
I heard that Roadrunner Business Service was so good from all of the people that I do business with that that's where we went, and we're very satisfied.
Now, you know, with Roadrunner Business Class, you can get help from a real live person 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Gene, what about cost?
One of the important things about running a business is that you've got to run a tight ship. Roadrunner Business Class service and its very reasonable cost fits right within our budget.
Why don't you get connected to Roadrunner Business Class today? Call 1-866-756-FAST.
Roadrunner really does its job. Roadrunner gives us the edge over our competition.
This morning I told my wife I'd rather go out with the guys instead of visiting her parents, and she said, "Don't press your luck." At work, I told my boss I want a raise, a company gold card, a bigger office with a big fridge and a matching couch. He pretended to think about it and then said, "Don't press your luck." And at the laundromat, I told the laundry lady that since I'm her best customer, I should get free soap, first dibs on dryer.
Mayor's strike.
And at the laundromat, I told... And then I went to Casino Niagara. Inside, I saw this beautiful Mazda Miata, and I told the big boss there that I was going to drive it home. And she said,
go ahead, press your luck.
And for some strange reason, I didn't know how to do that, so she explained.
Sign up for a Player's Advantage Club card, and you could drive away in a new Mazda Miata. Already a member? Register your email, and you'll also get a chance to play Press Your Luck, only at Casino Niagara.
And then I drove up to the customs guy, flipped him my keys, and asked him to check my oil, wash the windshield, and vacuum the interior. Guess what he said?
Contest ends August 31st. No purchase necessary. Must be at least 19. Void where prohibited by law. Call 1-888-WINFALL for details.
Every once in a while, an elite crime-fighting team emerges, specially trained in dangerous global intelligence maneuvers.
Gotcha!
This is not one of those teams. Tonight, it's the NBC premiere of She Spies. Three ex-cons working for the feds who put them away. She Spies are tough. All right! She Spies are fun.
I studied under Jackie Chan.
I saw Rush Hour 2.
She Spies is the hottest action hour this summer. Natasha Henstridge in She Spies, premiering tonight on NBC.
Frank and I get so much out of volunteering.
Lately, it was taking too much out of me. I wondered if my multivitamin just wasn't enough.
So I suggested he take Ginsana Gold Blend. It really works for me.
Well, since I've been taking Ginsana Gold Blend, I feel like I could volunteer for anything.
How about cleaning out the garage?
Oh, don't push it.
Try Ginsana Gold Blend, specifically formulated to nourish, fortify, and revitalize. It's the only health supplement clinically proven to reduce fatigue and increase vitality. From Pharmaton, over 40 years of dedication to your wellness.
For all your computer needs, call Green Shield Computer Services toll-free at 1-800-544-9580. Located in Rochester at 1370 Hudson Avenue, just south of Route 104, Green Shield is a full-service computer firm that's been helping individuals and businesses since 1984. They'll build, install, maintain, and network both your home and work computers. Green Shield is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 till 4. So, yeah, call them right now. That's right now at 1-800-544-9580. Green Shield can also provide your website development, hosting, email, and domain name registration. And Green Shield is an approved Corral Business Education, Government, and Legal partner. Call them right now, toll free at 1-800-544-9580. That's 1-800-544-9580. Or you can send them an email to computers@greenshield.net. Remember the name, Green Shield Computer Services, part of the Green Shield Group, established in 1967.
Watts. Huh. I wonder how many gigabytes that would translate to. Welcome back to Sound Bites on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Here's Nick Francesco.
No, it equates to about what, two? In nowadays term?
0.05.
Oh, okay. And I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And we have Mike from Rochester. How you doing, Mike?
Pretty good.
But the day's early, right?
Excuse me?
Go ahead. What's your question?
Somebody gave me a Dell tower with a Pentium and no documentation. I reformatted the hard drive. I installed Windows 98 second edition.
Mm-hmm.
I lost the driver for my internal modem.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what kind of internal modem I have.
Is it on a card or is it built into the motherboard?
It's on a card.
You're going to have to pull the card out.
It's in my hand.
And usually
hope that it's marked.
Yeah.
Is there any name or part number on it anywhere? Typical modem companies were 3Com, US Robotics, Acer.
It says R336 ACF revision 1.10.
Wait a minute.
It has no name on it as far as I can.
What was that number again?
R33C ACF revision 1.10.
Sometimes, in fact, apparently most of the times, modems don't have marked on them what kind of modem they are.
What you could do, Mike, is go to the Dell website.
Right.
Good idea.
And if you go to the Dell website and you go put in that particular make and model, matter of fact, on the back of that computer, Dell puts a serial number.
Right.
Okay, if you type that serial number in, It will come back with all the components that were put into that Dell.
And you can hope that modem was one of the bundled components.
Right. From the video drivers to the sound card to the modem and anything else, you can then click on that driver and download that particular driver. And again, if you're trying to do this and, oh, by the way, you need this modem to get out there, what you're going to have to do is go over to a friend's house and do that search and put it on a disk, bring it home, and you can load the drivers for that particular modem.
Sometimes what also works is you can load a generic or what they call standard 2400 baud modem.
Hayes compatible.
Hayes compatible modem. And then open a terminal window and type in some information commands, ATI1, actually ATI0 through ATI9. And the information commands will sometimes tell you the make and model and manufacturer, so then you can get real specific drivers.
Excellent.
Okay.
Right.
Well, give that a shot, and like I say, hopefully, now, do you usually do dial-up, or are you on, like, Roadrunner or DSL?
Dial-up.
Yeah, so you're going to have to go over to a friend, or if you got another computer in the house, do it that way. But grab that serial number. It's on a white tag on the back of the Dell, and take that, you know, and you'll be able to get those drivers.
Beautiful.
Okay?
Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome. Next, we're going to a DJ in Covington. How are you doing, DJ?
Pretty good. How are you guys?
Oh, just great.
Great, huh? That's good. Well, listen, I'm going to be taking off for a four-week trip, and I'm going to leave my computer. I would prefer to unplug it because of lightning storms and things like that.
Right.
I'm a little concerned that the battery may be dead when I get back. What, if anything, should I record down on a piece of paper if I need to get a new battery when I come back and for the BIOS and all that?
Yeah, just go into the BIOS, and most of the settings there, you shouldn't have much of an issue.
Yeah, most of the BIOS in the last 3 or 4 years have all been auto-sensing. It used to be that you had to write down the parameters on your hard drive, the cylinders, the heads, the sectors, the capacity.
And it's not necessary anymore, huh?
Correct.
Pretty much. If your machine isn't more than 3 or 4 years old, it's probably all has a button that says auto.
Yeah.
But you should go through the BIOS and see under IDE detection or internal hard drive detection, something like that.
Okay.
If it's set to auto, then you're all set. If there are specific numbers, 16 heads, 64 cylinders, something like that, then those numbers you need to write down.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Good luck, sir. Have fun on the vacation. It's going for 4 weeks. Man, I'm lucky if I can take a couple of days. Hey, Jackie from Webster, how can we help you?
Hi. I'm calling because...
You need a computer question answer.
Yes, I do.
All right. You got the right show.
I have a dial-up internet access through Net Zero Platinum.
Mm-hmm.
And I just transferred that to a different computer from the one I was originally using. And this computer had previously accessed the net through a proxy server. And I reconfigured everything I could think of in Internet Explorer and the various other things that I knew were necessary. And I can get online and I can get my email and everything like that, but for some weird reason, I cannot get certain sites within Net Zero itself.
What happens when you try?
I get a white blank screen. Like, for instance, I can type in netzero.com or .net, and I can get to the welcome screen. And then there's a hyperlink to download another copy of Net Zero. If I click on that, I get a blank white screen. And anybody should be able to do that. And obviously, I cannot also get to the My Net Zero screen, even though I'm using my, ID and password.
A couple of things to check. You need to go into the Internet control panel. Or right-click on Explorer on the desktop.
Yeah.
From inside of Explorer, go to Tools.
Options.
Options, right.
Yeah, okay. I'm there.
You want to check the Connection tab and make sure that's set for your dial-up account.
It is. It's default Net Zero, always down my default.
Right. There's an Advanced tab. I'm trying to do this from memory. There's an Advanced tab that has your proxy settings.
Right.
It might be in that connection tab as well. There might be an advanced button.
I think it is.
And you want to turn off detect proxy because there isn't one.
Right.
You want to do auto detect.
Yeah, that's turned off. I did all that.
All right. And how about the security settings?
The security is medium.
That should be enough.
You know, I set it up and configured it just like my old computer was configured. This is 98, not SE, whereas the old computer was SE, but I don't see that should have any difference.
Yes, it might, because there was a patch for Internet securities and dial-up for Windows 98, and for folks, when you got the SE package, you were getting that already bundled into it. But there were a number of issues with just plain Windows 98 in the Internet security and dial-up.
I did take care of that. I mean, I go on to the net and download those patches all the time.
There's another patch that doesn't show up in the Windows update, Windows 98 Service Pack 1.
And okay.
That includes a lot of additional patches that won't show up automatically. You have to download that manually.
Yeah, I do. I think I have that. Windows 98 Service Pack 1.
Which doesn't give you second edition.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know what you're talking about, and I think I've downloaded it, but I can't be 100% certain.
Well, you might want to go back and try double-checking to see if you can get that. If you can, download it and try reinstalling that.
Is there any way I can check to see if it's already on here?
So there's a sub-revision number somewhere in the Windows properties, but I don't remember what it is.
Yeah, I can't remember offhand because it's been so long. Windows 98... they're getting to where they don't support that in, what, another 2 months, and they're not going to support SE.
I know.
At least second edition tells you second edition in the about box, but first Service Pack 1 didn't.
Yeah, it's in the numbers. You'd have to do, like, VER, V-E-R, and then there's, forget where it is. It tells you what service pack it is due to the version number. In other words, if you were to go to a run and type command and type V-E-R, it'll give you the version that you're running. And then that number there's on the Microsoft site, you can tell you what version of Windows 98 that is.
It also might tell you on the desktop, if you open just a desktop window and go to Help About Windows, it may give you the sub-version number there.
And tell you what service pack you're running.
Okay.
All right.
You also might want to try updating Internet Explorer.
I'm running 6.
That should be enough.
Right.
But try looking for that service pack, though. Again, if it's already on your machine, it won't hurt because it'll tell you it's already there.
Right.
Okay? We got to take a break, and thank you for calling us.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back on 1180.
WHAM.
You almost slipped up on me.
It's America's Money Show, Money Talk with Bob Brinker, Saturdays and Sundays at 4 on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
An unforgettable summer adventure awaits you on New York's historic canal system. Explore by land or by water, take a cruise or rent a boat. Visit charming canal communities and historic treasures around every bend. Attend a canalside festival. Bike or hike on over 230 miles of scenic trails. More relaxed than you've ever been. Whether you visit for hours, days, or weeks, find all this and more along the New York State Canal System. And now's your chance to win a free canal vacation in the Unlock the Adventure sweepstakes, where the grand prize is an adventure-filled canal cruise you'll always remember. Call 1-800-4-CANAL-4 to get more information, or visit www.canals.state.ny.us. That's where you'll enter to win a free cruise on the New York State Canal System, sponsored by Erie Canal Cruise Lines and Midlakes Navigation Company. No purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Must be 21 or older to enter and a legal resident of New York State. See the website for complete rules.
Often people have tried to make things better by making them faster. For example, instant coffee or instant photos. But sometimes there are things you don't want in an instant, like instant therapists.
Hello, I'm Dr. Brindact. If it's all your mother's fault, that will be $150. Thank you.
Or instant bandage removal. But sometimes there are things that are really, really good in an instant, like winning $1 million. And with Double Eagle, the new instant game from the New York Lottery, you can do just that. Win $1 million instantly. In fact, Double Eagle gives you 12 chances to win, which just goes to show that somebody knew what they were doing when they came up with instant games. Because winning $1 million is much better than, let's say, instant vacations.
We're here!
Okay, that's it. Let's go home.
Double Eagle from the New York Lottery. Good things happen in an instant.
Catch the official Mega Millions drawings every Tuesday and Friday night live at 11 p.m. on WOKR News Source 13. Watch the winning numbers as they come up. With jackpots so big, you're just going to have to dream bigger.
This is Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM. From PCs to Macs, these guys can help with any computer question you may have. So call the boys now at 222-1180, the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180, or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, once again, here's Nick Francesco.
No, I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And we have Dave from Rush. How are you doing, Dave?
Not doing too bad today. One exception.
Your computer.
No kidding.
All right. I guess that one right. Thank you.
Very good. Okay. It's a Pentium 2 machine with Windows 95 at boot up. I get what I think is a dreaded message, primary master hard disk fail.
Yes, you get to buy a new computer. Nope. Thank you again.
I figured it was going to be a short call.
If you're lucky, it's just BIOS settings are wrong. Your hard drive is set to the wrong type.
Do you hear any clicking or clanging?
No, no clicking, no clanging. I found the auto detect in the BIOS, and I went and did the search for the primary master. It didn't find anything. Went and did a search for a primary slave. Didn't find anything.
Uh-huh.
And so, not sure what else to try.
Okay, here's what you want to do, Dave. If you can pop the cover on that computer.
I did.
All right, when you boot it up, put your hand near the hard drive, your primary hard drive.
Okay.
And see if you, or even your ear near there, and see if you hear anything even spinning up.
The drive
might be totally dead.
Yeah, I hear nothing spinning up. Of course, the fan is always the thing you hear.
Then you've got a dead hard drive.
You can sometimes feel the hard drive spin,
yeah,
too.
You know what I did? About a month and a half ago, the same thing happened, and I tried to boot two or three times. Nothing happened, so I said, okay, I'll go into the hard drive, unplugged all the power, took the ribbon cable off, the power connection off, took it out, removed the drive from the machine, put it back together, and booted it up, and it worked. So, of course, I went and did a full backup because I figured this is a problem. And so now about 6 weeks later, it's doing the same thing. And I've tried doing those same steps I did back then.
No, but see, back then it was giving you an early warning sign that it was going south and it wasn't taking you on vacation.
Uh-huh.
Well, one thing you can try is leave the hard drive out of the case and plug it in, turn it on. And you can usually feel it spinning a lot more then.
Okay.
And you can also feel the gyroscopic stress. As you try to turn the drive, you'll feel it resisting your turning.
But, usually, though, if you can put your ear right next to it.
Right.
And you don't hear anything spinning up, because you will definitely, even with the other fans and everything else, you put your ear up against it, you will literally feel hear it spin up. And if it's not, you've got a dead hard drive.
Okay, so it does, even if I took it out of the machine, it doesn't need to be grounded to the chassis or anything?
No.
No.
It's still, as long as the plug's in there, and it's still grounded.
Okay.
Just make sure it's not leaning up against a circuit board or anything else.
Yeah, that was my question. I was wondering, you know, if it could it be the circuit to the on the motherboard side?
No, it'd be on the hard drive itself, and you can't take that apart. That's got to be done in a clean
room. It could possibly be on the motherboard, but it's more likely the hard drive.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, very good.
Okay, sir. Okay, next we're going to Ray in Geneva. How are you doing, Ray?
Dave, how you doing?
Oh, just hunky-dory for a Saturday afternoon, and
here,
you know, talking to you folks and having a good time. Life doesn't get any better.
Yeah, I got a little help for that guy with the modem problem. He can try.
You know, this is what I like about this program.
We love this.
Yes. Go ahead, Ray.
Well, most of your low-end computers the past 2-3 years were using cheap modems.
And so cheap they don't put their own name on them.
What he had on there, what he was saying, was an R33C. If he doesn't get anything else, tell him to go to Rockwell Connexion. Connexion website. They made a lot of V56 K90 modems. And I bet he could find it there. Because RC, that's a designation for Rockwell Connection.
Yep.
And I bet that's what it is.
Yeah. Well,
a lot of times they stamp that on there.
Yeah, no, that's a very good suggestion. Though, I got to give Dell credit where credit's due. And with their serial numbers on the back, they do list all the components for the most part in their PC.
Right. So if that modem was bundled.
If it's not there, yeah, that's a good alternative. If he put that in as an afterthought, Ray, that's a great idea for him to go check out.
What's interesting is Rockwell makes a lot of the data pumps for
the modems. Rockwell makes a lot of everything.
Right, and one of their big things is rockets. So this is rocket science.
It is. Okay. That's just something you can try if nothing else.
Hey, Ray, thank you very much. Like I say, this is what's great about, you know, that we can get listeners to call in with helping us out, because we do our best, but sometimes, you know, we can't get it all.
Okay. Well, you guys have a good day.
You too, sir. Okay. Next, we have Dan in Rochester. Go ahead, Dan.
Hi. At work, we use an Exchange server, and I have a Palm device that at work I can synchronize with the Exchange server, and I do that at home. The complexity is I use a Macintosh at home and I use Windows at work. Is there any way that you guys know of to synchronize with the Exchange server from outside the a network? I can get to the Exchange server using Outlook for Macintosh, so I know that the Exchange server is accessible. I just don't know how to hook it up to the Palm device.
You need to install a conduit for Outlook for the Palm, and I don't know if Microsoft ever made one, or even Palm for that matter.
Right, there's not one for Macintosh for sure that I know of. Okay, the Ethernet cradles that they have for Palm devices, do you know if those work with Exchange server?
The cradle has no bearing on it. It's the software they write inside the email program. So okay. the way you connect the Palm in doesn't matter. I do know that Microsoft just released a whole bunch of new conduits last week at Macworld. I'm trying to find the site for it. Microsoft.com/Mac will get you into their main Mac site. They may have released a new conduit for Outlook.
So great.
I know they were working on one for Entourage, which is their personal calendaring program.
Right, and I actually have that too, but Entourage doesn't synchronize with Exchange Server.
Right.
And it'd be great if Microsoft would get with the program, so to speak, and come out with Outlook for OS X.
Yeah, they're basically running two separate email systems, Outlook and Exchange for corporate email, and then Outlook Express for personal internet email. And for people that have both, it'd be nice to be able to use both.
Yeah, but they've got a song out for that. Fairy tales.
Yeah.
It can happen to you.
Well, there's a reason Microsoft wouldn't want to support the Mac. I can't imagine.
No, me neither.
Oh, actually, their Macintosh business unit is almost like a separate company inside of Microsoft. And they've said several times that they make more money on Mac software than they do on Windows software, because the Windows people have more problems. So they lose money in tech support on the Windows side that they don't lose on the Mac side.
And Mac people actually pay for software most of the time.
Most of the time, instead of stealing it from work like almost everyone else does.
Yeah. Okay, sir?
Thanks a lot.
Okay. Sure. Next, we're going to Don in Rochester. How you doing, Don?
Hi, how you doing? Listen, I've got a quick question. I have Roadrunner, and I'm running Zone Alarm and McAfee. And that seems to slow my system down almost to the old phone-in modem days. And when I click off McAfee and Zone Alarm, the system runs really, really fast. And I'm just wondering, is this a trade-off you have to make for this protection?
Little bit. Are you running McAfee Virus Scan or McAfee Firewall?
McAfee Virus Scan and Zone Alarm Firewall.
Okay, all right.
Yeah,
so
if you're
running two firewalls, that would really screw
you
up.
Yeah, but what happens, though, if you do the normal install for McAfee, and especially 6.0,
uh-huh.
It winds up putting in Safe and Sound, which is making a constant backup of your system, and it puts in the McAfee firewall.
Well, that's the difference between McAfee and McAfee Professional.
On the regular
the
version.
The basic $30 McAfee.
The basic $30
now. They keep throwing stuff in.
Yeah, the basic $30 offer now, if you don't pay attention, automatically installs Safe and Sound and a firewall.
I don't think I've got the Safe and Sound. This came with my system. It's a Windows 98. First edition, I guess.
What version of McAfee are you running?
I really don't know.
Well, you might want to check on that. See if McAfee Firewall is also running.
It might be a double firewall.
Might have two firewalls, and McAfee could be running in super paranoid mode. I forget what they actually call it, but we call it super paranoid mode, where it scans every single file every time anything happens, which does bog down your computer.
But these devices do slow down your system, right?
They can.
Slightly. You're not supposed to notice it.
Do you have a little blue shield down in the lower right-hand corner?
Yeah.
If you right-click on that and go Properties, it'll tell you what version you're running. If it's not 6.0, then you're going to need to update, because if you're not, if it's 4 or 5, they don't support that anymore. And you're going to want to uninstall that, get 6. When you do get 6, do a custom install and don't install Safe and Sound or the firewall.
Okay. How fast is your processor?
Beg your pardon?
How fast is your system processor?
AMD K6 2/3/300.
So 300 megahertz is a little slow.
Yeah, by today's standards.
So that may be why you're noticing some sluggishness with both these programs running.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Sure. All righty.
Bye-bye.
Well, hey, time has flown by fast, folks. We want to thank you for taking the time to call in. I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And we thank you again. We'll see you next week. Same channel, 1220 on 1180 WHAM.
And
thank you.
For those of you that were used to watching the Channel 9 TV show, we are doing a web chat
Fridays
at 7 o'clock.
And visit our website.
At soundbites, that's with a Y, .org, O-R-G.
Thanks.
It's Dr. Laura.
You've already got potential in-laws who aren't happy. You've got a guy who's in the midst of turmoil. Is this bringing happiness and peace and security to your children?
No, I guess not.
You have no right to a love life. You have no right to a sex life. You only have a big responsibility.
Advice for life and a lot of tough love. Dr. Laura, weekdays 9 to 11 on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Using a bandsaw to slice meatloaf is a waste of energy. Hair that's blow-dried big enough to obscure someone's view in a theater is a thoughtless waste of energy. Replacing an old appliance with an Energy Star-rated model is an excellent use of energy. Washing your cat in a washing machine is a waste of energy, and it erodes trust between you and the cat. Elevator music is not worth the electricity it takes to play it. Doing laundry mornings, evenings, or weekends is a wise use of energy. Using an electric toothbrush to scrub your car is an obsessive-compulsive waste of energy. Setting your hamster on a turntable to see if he gets nauseous is an immature waste of energy. Controlling your air conditioner with a timer or programmable thermostat is a commendable use of energy. Running your air conditioner full blast to chill a Beaujolais Nouveau is definitely wasteful. Visiting GetEnergySmart.org for money-saving tips is a highly intelligent use of energy.
I've got a question. Who is the number one selling Mitsubishi dealer in upstate New York? If you said Carlisle Mitsubishi of Fairport, you are right. For those of you who said, who cares? I bet I can make you care in just about 10 seconds. Here goes. Right now at Carlisle Mitsubishi of Fairport, any brand new 2002 Mitsubishi can be yours. With no down payment, no monthly payment for an entire year. Plus, you'll never pay interest. See? I knew you'd care. And I did it in 9. And on top of zero down, zero payments, and zero interest forever, you ought to know that Carlisle became upstate New York's number one selling Mitsubishi dealer because they are the finance aficionados. If there is any possible way to get you financed, Carlisle can and will. So say it with me. When other dealers can't, Carlisle can. See how it works? I care. Now you care. It's so beautiful. Now, get to the Too Good to Be True Mitsubishi July clearance event at numero uno. On 31F and Fairfield. Or log out to CarlisleAuto.com or call 586-8080 now.
Some buyers may not qualify.
Online, WHAM1180.com.